Down in Mobile, of course, you run into all kinds of SEC types, and I got one of the biggest and one of the best right here from LSU, Mr. Lyle Collins. And I know a lot of Texans fans have talked to me about this guy throughout the years, have said this is the guy the Texans need. How'd you look in steel, deep steel blue, battle red, and Liberty white?
Oh, man, it'd be a great opportunity to go out there and block for big blue, man. That's my guy, man. It's just dream come true, man. I blocked for him in college, and, you know, it'll be cool to block for him in the NFL again.
Now, last year you had a decision to make, and that was go get the money, go get paid, go be a professional, go back to LSU for a fourth year. Why did you decide to go back?
You know, for me, I felt like I didn't maximize my full potential in college yet, so I just needed to come back an extra year to really grow, to really learn, and to really, you know, take my game to the next level. And I feel like I made that improvement my senior year, and now I just look forward to getting better each and every week, each and every day. So I think it was a great opportunity for me to go back and show the younger guys, man, that you don't just have to leave just because you're draft eligible. You want to be one of those guys that teams don't want to pass up on. So I just took that and I ran with it.
It's a big week for you, obviously. A number of top tackles are here. TJ Clemmings from Pitt is here. A few decided not to come. What do you want to prove this week to the NFL scouts?
I want to show them, first of all, I'm a competitor. You know, I look to compete against anybody. And for me, that was my first move. When I first got the invitation, you know, I took it and I was like, hey, this is an opportunity for me to really show them who I am. And I want teams to get to know who I am as a player and really get to see me up close.
If you polled 100 people in that room, word association, one word about Lyle Collins, what would they say about your game? One word, what would it be?
Physical.
Nasty?
Nasty.
Get after it?
Get after it.
Like the run game, like to protect quarterback? Which one would you rather do, run game, protect quarterback?
It doesn't matter to me. I take pride in my job. So if we got the ball on the ground, I'm getting after it. If the ball is in the air, I'm protecting. So it doesn't matter to me.
Now, your run game over the years, you think about Jeremy Hill. You already mentioned my boy Blue. You know, what you had this year, Leonard Fournette, Terrence McGee. Those guys run for one reason. That's because they got the big fellas up front. How much pride did you guys take in all those guys? And I forgot Kenny Hillier, too. Sorry, Kenny, I didn't mean to do that. All those guys that produce 100-yard games, what does that mean, the pride you take in being an LSU Tiger offensive lineman?
You know, it started with our offensive line coach, Jeff Grimes. You know, he wanted us to be the best offensive line in the country, and that's what we wanted as a group and as a unit. So we took that approach each and every week when we was preparing for a game, getting ready for a game. We just wanted to go out and be the best offensive line in the country, and I think we really made strides to be that.
Did you get a chance on Sundays? I know you got a lot of work to do, but did you get a chance to watch your boy Blue, Alfred Blue, and what he did this year? How proud were you of him?
Man, I'm so proud of him, man. He's just a great person, a great friend, a great football player, smart. He's hungry, he's humble, and he's just another guy that wants to prove himself in the National Football League. And I'm super excited for him that you guys gave him an opportunity to do that.
One of the top players in the country, definitely one of the top players in Mobile, Lyle Collins from LSU. Appreciate it, big man.
Thank you.